the big episode number 29D.
The best teacher in life is experience and making mistakes. And so if you document that, other people can learn from it.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hoff, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Huff. Folks, you know your boy is always fired up. I'm ready to go bring you value and get you pumped up and energized to get you through these weeks and days that you got to go through today. And I'm really pumped up because we have someone that is building something for the future, folks. We all know about social networking. We all know about Facebook, Instagram, etc. But there is many, many layers to social. And this gentleman is building one of them, a really cool one, Mr. Ali Shaw. Ali, are you ready to be real?
I'm ready to be real.
He's bringing it, folks. And he is helping with strengthening the human connection with social media. Obviously, folks, we've heard about the negative stuff on social. And obviously, I run a business that manages social media pages for businesses. So I'm in with social. I'm in on it being a life-changing mechanism for the world, but in maybe a different way. And so you guys are doing it through engaging through audio and video, specifically through your business Tape Reel, and really with the mission to change. Championship a bond of human connection, folks, by feeling, helping others, but feeling truly connected in a safe and in a safe way. Bottom line is safe way, man, because as we know with data and all these different things, people are a little more leery to it, but, and also in a way of helping improve people's mental health, man. So let's get into it, man. What gave you this passion and motivation, man? I think it's very cool.
Well, I mean, to think back, I would say 2017, I was going through a sort of a dark period in my life. Gotcha. I had achieved a lot. Like I was a consultant for many companies, and I had a house. I was expecting my fourth son at the time.
Wow.
I had a couple of cars. Everything should have been happy-go-lucky for me, but. I just wasn't feeling a sense of, I felt like there was something missing in my life. So I took a break and I took a sabbatical and flew down to South America, spent some time there in the Ecuadorian mountains.
Oh, wow.
And also in the Amazon jungle.
Wow.
Did some shamanic work, some healing type work,
right?
Working with some plant medicines and whatnot.
Sure, sure. Did you guys get the chance to do some stuff with like the dosing of the toads and all? There's all sorts of different things they're doing, man, out there, man.
Yeah, that's called combo.
Combo, okay.
Yeah, that's a different kind of. I think what you're talking about is like the 5-MeO-DMT toad, which is
yes.
I never did that.
Got you.
But there's actually another toad called combo, which is used for healing and purging stuff from your body too.
Wow.
It's basically like what they do is they mark a few dots, like burn a few marks on your skin, and then they apply this toad venom onto your skin, and then instantly like you start having this reaction.
Wow.
Like you can feel your heartbeat just go beating, and your body starts heating up significantly. Some people will even swell into like a toad, like they'll start looking like a frog.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah, it's a really powerful experience. You also have to drink a lot of water beforehand. So like 2 liters of water on an empty stomach.
Got you.
There's like this ceremonial and ritualistic practice that you go through as well. But what ends up happening is that you end up purging a lot from your body. And apparently like the story goes is that the shaman was dealing with a break of malaria in the in the tribe, and in order to find some kind of cure or medicine for it, he decided to drink some ayahuasca, go on a ayahuasca journey. And the medicine basically told him that there's this frog in the jungle that you have to capture and take the venom from and then apply it to your people in order to heal them.
Wow.
So that's essentially how he found the frog and the whole story for how this medicine came out to be.
It's amazing, dude. It's amazing. This stuff is in nature, you know, in the Amazon forest, which they say there's so many miracles and things we don't even know laying in that beautiful forest. You know, that the world is just amazing. There's so many different kind of cures. We think of the pharmaceutical companies and all these things that, you know, we're going through the coronavirus. We just found out today that we're going to have a vaccine. Supposedly Pfizer's got a 90% vaccine, folks. But the bottom line is this vaccine is probably in the forest somewhere. We just don't know. You know, if it's healed generationals in the past, it's got to be able to help find it and heal us. But it's just fascinating. And there's so many different people exploring plant medicines. I've been a fan of cannabis and things like that for many years, but also in the other types of things, whether it's microdosing mushrooms and many different things, obviously you have much more of a true experience when you go down to South America with the shaman and the full thing, folks, because these things aren't illegal there. But they're just amazing. I mean, you hear about it from Joe Rogan and anyone that's had these experiences, that it's just life changing experiences. So when you got back from this trip, or was it during this trip that this idea came?
Well, the aha moment wasn't during the trip, because I was so involved in my own sort of transformation and healing and trying to figure things out. It's almost like getting just being shaken out of your mental models or the way you view life. All of a sudden, like, that completely changes. And so you kind of have to recalibrate your mind, your body, and your spirit, and come back down to the reality. So it was after the trip, when I returned home, that I realized that, you know, because I had launched a couple startups before this, and they failed. They didn't really gain traction. But I realized that what I was missing from those startups was a purpose.
Got you.
And, you know, before it was more about like, okay, how can I just create a technology that can generate money and revenue and whatnot? So this time around, it was like, okay, well, what kind of purpose should I be, you know, striving towards? And it was on this journey that I actually had an opportunity to process some grief as well, because my grandparents died when I was very young. I never had any memories of them, just photographs and maybe some stories from my parents.
Right.
So it got me thinking. It's like, hey, you know, we've got photo albums for our memorable moments, but why don't we have one for conversations or stories or journeys, where people can actually share their real life experiences and create this sort of documentation of a journey that other people can one day flip through, just like a photo album.
That's awesome.
So that was where the aha moment came, and I was like, okay, well, let's start to build this. And originally our company name was called Tape Book, but the idea of book and the feedback we were getting was that, you know, it reminds people of Facebook and then there's this whole legacy thing with their reputation. So
right, you guys probably got sued by that by now too. By the well,
exactly. I actually came across an article that they were trying to trademark the word book all over Europe, and apparently they had already filed it in the U.S. And I'm like, okay, I don't need to get into some kind of legal.
You got some deep pockets here over there at Facebook, baby.
Yeah. So I came across a .com domain name that was like, you know, nobody was sitting on it, and it was only $2.99. So I was like, all right, let's do it.
And
so
it's perfect for what you're doing. I mean, it's perfect for the real moments of life.
Exactly. And so now Tape Reel evolved from like this, okay, let's create a social network, to, all right, let's create a platform where you can document your journeys. You can exchange ideas with people and share, you know, progress on your creative or intellectual work. When you do that and you document it and you kind of audio journal, you create an audio journal or vlog your progress, there's a lot of benefits to that. I mean, it helps you stay motivated. You can be accountable to your daily goals.
So true.
You form better habits. And best of all, you know, you document that journey along the way so that other people can, you know, follow along and learn from you. And so we're taking social media and kind of removing the media aspect from it and trying to make it more meaningful.
Right. Removing the engagements and how many likes I'm going to get on this post and things like that, which that's the number one reason why, folks, people do not create content is because they're afraid of what lack of engagement they're going to get on the other end. That's why they aren't going to do another post today or another, you know, take a chance on some, a piece of content. And actually, that's the reason and beauty of why stories, folks, is so popular. The Snapchat stories is because a lot of people, no one gets to see how many views you get but you. And so that's the beauty, and that's why I picture people actually do share a lot more in there, unlike the regular newsfeed, is because that, you know, they know that, you know, the newsfeed's not going to give me too much engagement, but in my stories, I get to, you know, see that, and no one gets to see. I only got one person seeing it, or I got 100 people seeing it, or whatever. And we're seeing that now. Even Facebook's trying to remove engagements possibly from their pages, because that's a big factor to mental illness too, is that, you know, you people, these kids, they don't put out a post and their friends put out a post, they get 500 likes, they get none. So they just start deleting all their posts and feeling horrible about themselves. And so yours is really a more about where you're going through the journey and more of the vlog, if you want to call it an audio journal. And then obviously with the aspect of people can come check you out. People can come see your, you know, your story, your past. But it's not necessarily focused on just how many likes am I getting on this post?
Exactly. And, you know, it's a post is a moment in time. And, you know, Taperl's more about, you know, moments in time. But when they add up, they'll add up into a journey. And you can one day, you know, somebody can, well, let's say your journey is finished, whether it was a fitness journey or you know, a self-improvement journey or an entrepreneurship journey or a creative project. You wanted to work on a book and you talked about it, you know, for every chapter that you release, you shared more stuff about it. People can then see how you progressed in that journey and maybe learn, you know, some of the things that you learned along the way from your experiences. Yes. And that's something that we're also exploring for future, for a future release, is the ability for people to monetize their journeys or make or, you know, earn money off of it. Because, you know, the best experience the best teacher in life is experience and making mistakes. And so if you document that, other people can learn from it in the process, rather than you sitting every day documenting, writing it out and blogging it or posting it into, you know, different social communities about your progress. You know, you get distorted versions of it. At least this way, if you're vlogging on a daily basis or journaling on a daily basis, you're, you know, you're checking in with yourself. You're being more accountable to you, and maybe others who are also on a similar journey will you know, join you and share their insights as well.
So, who gravitates to this? Like, what are your the insights on the user base? Who really gravitate in this?
Well, you know, I consider Taperl to still be sort of in a beta phase.
Sure, absolutely.
Initially, when we launched, we were, you know, basically making it easy for anybody to start a podcast.
Got you.
So our first feature was you call a friend, you record together, audio or video, and you publish it. Got so it was you. Like, okay, just share your conversation. But in the process of building Taperl, I was also documenting my own journey on it. And that was also keeping people interested.
Got you.
And so we continued on this sort of avenue of like, okay, let's make it into a social platform. But people, you know, I think are tired of social media or social networking.
Yeah, the term itself.
Exactly. It feels exhausting. It's like, oh my God, I got to start join another social platform.
I got to go build my following. I got to go, you know. So I think your aspect of it being a self-improvement, a journaling, even if it's just for yourself, I think is the most important factor personally, because that's just the accountability that you said that's going to get you through the humps, et cetera. And I think the amplification is maybe a different term than social media. Maybe there's a different term. I mean, no, you talk vlogs and you talk things, but there's maybe something else there. It's obviously motivation. It's obviously, but it's through maybe errors and through experiences. So it's maybe almost like a, it's a journal experience, you know, it's just something different. It's a new category, unlike necessarily social media, where people are posting all sorts of different things and they're not necessarily about themselves. I mean, let's just be real. We have memes and you got, I hate this person, I love this person, I hate this team, I hate, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this is much more into who you're experiencing, what you're going through today. And like I said, I think the biggest benefit is you, the user. It's not necessarily that it's all my friends going to benefit from this. Yeah. My kid might come by in 20 years and see all the stories I created, but I think the real big benefit, just like any of the greatest apps, like a Calm meditation app, is it's for you.
Exactly. And
so you it's just your empowerment tool.
You'll have a healthier mind because you're checking in with yourself on a daily basis. You're pouring out your feelings, you're brain dumping your thoughts, you're using vlogging and audio journaling to also improve your public speaking potential skills, right? Your communication skills. Maybe you say, a lot. And when you create a tape, you've got a feedback loop with not just an audience, but also yourself to see, okay, well, how can I improve my speaking skills?
Right.
It can also make you a better writer because there's many times where I've recorded my thoughts and then used that content to transcribe it into a blog post or convert it into something that I can put onto my blog. Right. I can embed the audio version of that blog post into the blog and actually use it for search engine optimization. So there's other benefits that you can use that business owners could potentially use as they're documenting their journey or growing their business. But to answer your question about who is it for, yes, it is definitely for anyone who wants to improve themselves, but also for anyone who is going on a journey. And a journey could be a goal for anything, a fitness goal. Maybe you want to build a barn. Let's see what else you could. There's some people that were actually posting prayers, like their daily scripture reading. And that's a way for them to be accountable to say, okay, I'm going to read scripture every day.
Right. So it's almost an accountability app too, as well to you, the user, obviously, in that you set a goal. And that you kind of have to back it up by your action. What do you do the day to build the B-Real show? Well, I recorded with my man, Ali. Yeah, exactly. That's the things that you are doing, folks. And I think that's just another great mechanism. And it's just one of those things that even great ideas, when you tie social media to it, so people instantly say, I don't want to join that thing. So I think you're absolutely right. I think that you guys are in a uniquely positioned in that you guys are doing a lot more than just, posts and engagement. You're providing a little bit different type of experience, much more in the calm, much more in the self-improvement space, folks, to help you get your goals and stay accountable to those things. And the only way that you do that, like I've done my podcast, guys, is that you keep recording. You keep putting out shows, you keep showing up, and you keep doing it. And so that's like anything. Maybe one day there will be an end to your journey, but most of the greatest journeys, we're still keeping working on them, And so, there's a constant progression. If you're on a fitness journey, you hit your goal weight. Well, let's just be real, guys. Can you stay at that goal weight?
Yeah.
Well, that's the hard challenge. Let's just be real. You can easily get down to weight. You can eat broccoli and chicken for a week and then you drop some water weight and you get down to your goal. But the hardest thing, as we know, in anything in life is, can you stay there? Can you keep progressing? And so I think that's the thing, is that this thing has a lot of utility in that most people's goals don't ever end. Most of them are just keep getting bigger. Once you hit one goal, then you want a better body. Once you hit one investment, you want more investments. Once you hit your podcast here, you want more shows. We want to do more. And so I think that's the truth of it all too, that you guys have in a beautiful way, in that people keep, once you hit one goal, you want to hit a bigger one, And I think you guys are in a really interesting space because I think it's a new area. It's much more in the self-improvement, but also with the social aspect that people can kind of see you. But I think if you only go social, I think it's going to be hard because it's just like Quibi or one of these ones where, they got billions of dollars and they still lose. Quibi had, just talk about burning money, baby. They know how to burn money faster than you can do on Earth. And the point is, if it at the end of the day, it might not work out for them,
right,
for instance, in that situation. And because they're in a situation where they're going against social media killers, they're going against, you know, the biggest companies in the world, YouTube, TikTok,
Netflix,
you know, yeah, Facebook, you know. And so they already got the audience, and Quibi's got to go pay to get the audience. And so I think it's one of those beautiful things where you guys are much in a unique space in that you do both. You have both sides, but you're much more in that if you just use this for yourself to improve your goals, folks, and get you through that thing, I think that's the biggest utility. I really do. I think that just like making a to-do list, folks, none of these things get done without you putting in that work, baby. So I love that you're doing this, man. I think it's an amazing journey, brother. And I think you guys are in a prosperous space, man, where I think that there's just more and more people that need tools like this at scale, that also have the amplification too, you know, but most importantly that people can work on themselves. We're finding out this crazy year that, you know, you know, as much as we can work on ourselves and lean into, you know, the people that we are, I mean, the better. But now that we're about to take you into our top 10, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Apple, Netflix or YouTube?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Depends on the mood, huh?
Depends on the rabbit hole I want to go down.
Netflix is crazy. You go on there and there's like a 500 new great shows.
Yeah.
Or YouTube, they have the greatest algorithm in the world, basically, because they just know exactly what the next video you want to watch for 20 more minutes is. Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
IG, chicken or steak?
I used to be a steak guy, but now chicken.
Chicken, baby. Staying healthy. I like that. I like that. Laptop or smartphone?
Both.
Nice. That's my man right there. Spotify or Pandora?
Neither, actually.
Boom. He's not listening to music, folks. So bye-bye. Movies or video games?
Movies.
Movies. Reading books or listening to books?
Reading.
Reading. Stocks or real estate when you're thinking about investments?
Real estate.
Let's go. Oceans or lakes when you're thinking about your next vacation?
Oceans.
Boom. Where would you want to go?
Well, actually, I really like mountains even better than
ooh,
water.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a mountain guy.
I love that, dude. So like the Ecuadorian mountains, those things are really, they just, you, there's something about it.
Yeah, or the Rocky Mountains, even in Canada and the U.S. It's always so breathtaking. There's something very spiritual about being in the mountains and away from like everything. So.
Something about the smell of all that forest too, man. Just something so special about that smell, man. We live near Yosemite, which is one of the eight wonders of the world. And so we got a beautiful mountain range right here, man. And not every day can we see it, but when we can, it is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. Did you start building this app all on your own?
Well, I mean, I ideated it, but I have a team of developers that are helping me develop it. I do a little bit of like front-end development on my own. And obviously I have some, help with design and marketing. And so we've got a whole team working on this right now.
That's awesome, brother. Are you guys ever going to do any types of, seed rounds or any kind of future funding for the projects?
Well, I'm actually looking for some potential investors. I was, looking into maybe doing some equity based crowdfunding campaigns.
Very smart. Yeah.
Or
public.co. There's a lot of great ones out there.
Yeah, but they're all American. So
okay, got you.
Because I'm a Canadian based company, I'd have to have some kind of presence in the US. So I still have to do a lot of research on that. Maybe I could document that journey on KPRIL too.
There's got to be some way. You know, even if there's a top equity crowdfunding in Canada, I'm not sure what that would be. Which one?
There's one, and they have, but they're only regulated, I think, in like four different provinces or states where they can do it.
Because it's still a newer thing in Canada, huh? For that.
Yeah. But you know, I'd love to bring on some kind of angel or seed investor or lead investor who can help us take this to the next level, because. You know, I think the next step for us is to market it to the right people, right, attract that audience, and then allow them to also, you know, potentially make money off of their content.
I would look for investors that are invested in Calm, the Calm app.
Yeah, so Jason.
Jason Calacanis. Yeah, I mean, you just hit the list all the way down. I mean, you probably can find some people out there that, you know, believe in that space. you know, of mindset and things like that, that are willing to take the look at it. And I think that that's a really, it takes the investor, right? So like certain types of investors are in certain things. I think yours is much along the lines of calm, dude, just my gut feeling of it. And so with the amplification side on the other side of it, but if you can just nail it home with people setting goals, journaling them, and that's a huge business. I mean, that's a huge business. So I think anyone that's kind of already invested in a calm or kind of a meditation app or anything like that is just a great investor to hit up on LinkedIn and say, hey, man, I got this app, man. We you know, this is what we're doing. Bam, let's go. And also there's a lot of, obviously, crowdfunding is something that's very legit out here in America. They've definitely, since Mr. Obama did it in 2016, the last 4 years, anybody has been able to invest $100, $1,000, et cetera. And some of these companies are vetted, some are not, I got to do your research, folks. You got to do your research, but it's surprising how much you can actually raise, man. I mean, dude, and some of these companies, when they get the funding and it was the right business, they just take on to the next level. You know, over the last 4 years, I've seen some of my ones, go to zero. And then some of the ones I invested is just boom, ba, bam, ba, bam, ba, bam. Let's go. You know? And so,
you're an active angel investor, or?
I have actively angel invest, on a smaller side, to be transparent with you, because it's just kind of where I'm at. But yes, 100%, all different levels. We've built our own fund here, and it's just another way. So maybe we keep that conversation going, man. Plus, I got lots of not only podcast guests, but I'm Bill Bice is another guy that's an investor. I mean, I got a ton of investors that I know personally. So maybe we can connect some dots, man, when we put some things together for you, brother.
All right, for sure. Thank
Let's
you.
Let's go. Let's go. Do you think you'll ever retire at the end of the day?
No, I'm not. I mean, if I did, I wouldn't call it retirement. I would just call it, having the freedom of choice to do the things that I want to do. I'm not one to just sit and not do anything.
Right.
I always just like to
have something going, baby. Have something in the fire, baby. Let's go. I think that's the new mindset, man. It's just going to always have something going.
You need that, right? You need some kind of meaning to your life in order to keep yourself engaged, and otherwise, you'll just die.
Well, your brain basically will just go to mush, dude. I mean, there's science, guys, that if you are not challenging yourself, the synapses in your brain end up not working. And if you are challenging yourself, you're firing new synapses, so new connections. And if you're constantly learning, if you're constantly challenging yourself, folks, trying something new, pushing yourself, that is the way you're going to live longer. That is the way. There's no guarantee, but that's the way. If you do it the opposite, you retire at 60, 40 years, you might live to 100. You're not going to make it to 100, guys, because your brain's just going to mush out. When your brain's not there, you're done. Do you have a skill you're trying to master right now? Is there something you're trying to get better at?
I've got a guitar, but
nice. There you go.
I just haven't had time to play it as much as I would like.
5 minutes, baby. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Every day.
I know. I should set up a journey on Tape Reel and
5 minutes, one song. Practice one song. I mean, it's hard to do. I totally understand with you. I'm right there with you, brother. But it's good for you. It's good for us to as entrepreneurs to take a break and try something different. And the guitar is beautiful, man. Beautiful.
I find the more perspectives you can expose yourself to, the better decisions you'll end up making in whatever you're working on. Simply because you can then come at it from different angles. You're not, siloing yourself into your worldview. You can, the different perspectives just open up your mind and allow you to make better decisions. So
true, dude. That's the real talk right there, folks. That is absolutely real talk. Outside of your app, do you have another favorite app you like using on your phone, or an app or tool you like using?
I like Duolingo for learning languages. I've fallen off my streak for a while. Let's see, what else do I have on my phone here right now? Obviously, Google is a top thing for searching. For music, I like SoundCloud because just more indie artists, you get to hear things that you usually don't
absolutely
from the mainstream, so.
Right, and that most of the best artists get go viral on SoundCloud, and then that's when they're the famous guys you hear in 5 years from now. So You're listening to the hit makers of the future, man. Yeah, SoundCloud is for sure, dude. There's so many great songs on there, genres. You can see what's trending. There's a many amazing factors to the platform of SoundCloud. If you could sit down in the six, the beautiful six, with a chicken meal, chicken dinner with anyone in the world, who would you want to sit down with tonight?
Tonight,
they're coming to you, baby. They're flying on a plane right now. Healing up.
Does it have? Do they have to be dead or alive?
Alive. It doesn't matter. No, it does not matter.
I would have loved to meet Steve Jobs, and just have a dinner with him, just to sort of pick his mind.
I agree.
But obviously he's not alive. If there was somebody, I'd say Barack Obama.
Yes.
Just because I could probably listen to. He's very eloquent in the way he speaks, and very down to earth, and I think it would be a great dinner conversation.
Great dude, great father, and great husband too. And a lot of pressures, man. It's hard to be a great husband and father when you got all those pressures, man. So he figured something out right, man. He figured something out right. And he's like an OG. He's like one of the OGs, man. You can just get along with in any environment. Has there been a book that has changed your life? Has there been a book you either reread or something you kind of keep at your heart?
Yeah, I like A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was also a very transformational book for me. I remember I changed a lot after reading that book. Let's see, what else do I like that I keep going back to? Oh, there was this book about neuro-linguistic programming, Frogs into Princes.
Oh, really? Frogs into Princes. Interesting.
Yeah, it's by Richard Bandler, I think, or John Grinder and Richard Bandler, or maybe I'm swapping their first names there, but it's interesting because it talks about using linguistics to communicate with people and potentially program them differently. Or how we all have like these maps in our minds, and those maps essentially help us filter out the world, but at the same time they limit us.
Right.
So in that he talks about suspending that map so that you're approaching life through the lens of wonder and letting it come through you without having to filter it through your map. So it's a really powerful book, and it really changed the way I think as well.
Frogs into Princes, man. I'm going to put that on my Audible.
It's an oldie. It's an oldie.
Yeah, those are the best ones, man. Those are the best ones that stick around, folks. Well, I really appreciate you, man. I think you guys are in a great space. I mean, obviously, we believe in everything social. And I love that you're doing something absolutely different in that space. But I also think you are in a self-improvement meditation, a space that's huge because we're all looking for these things to help us. And I think you just got one, man. I think you got something special. Hopefully we plug and play you with some right investors, get that money right. So we can keep getting this thing going, man. Where is the best place for people to find you or find more about the business?
Well, you can visit tapereel.com. I'm on the app. My username is @Ali. So you can find me there and follow my journey.
Let's go. And do you have any other favorite social network places? Are you on LinkedIn or any of the other places out there?
I am active on LinkedIn. That's probably the second biggest network I'm active on. Instagram, I have some people helping me out with it. So
yeah,
that's something I'm pretty active on.
But they're helping you basically. Got you.
Exactly.
You find my man. Will you put him in the show notes? You guys can find him. You guys can go check out his website, tapereel.com. Like I said, man, I think you guys are in a beautiful space, combining the social media elements with the mindset, mental motivation, and journaling. And I think you guys got something, man. So I really appreciate you coming on the show today, my man. You guys have been hanging out with Mr. Ali Shah and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you again for your time today, and let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The B-Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T-Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. We're all going through a lot right now. And real-time outsource, my business, is giving back to local and small businesses. Through our social media services and campaigns, we are actually helping small businesses get more exposure during these times and also when we get through these times. At the end of the day, we don't know how long this is all going to last, but most importantly, you got to think about your business right now and take it seriously. So come check us out at realtimeoutsource.com, realtimeoutsource.com, and we would love for you to qualify and get the process started where we can take a look at your business and see if we can qualify you for some of our services little to no cost for most of the businesses. And some businesses, you know, you're going to have to pay, but that's just part of life, right? But most importantly is that I think this is the time, folks, that you can actually help thrive in your business. And so I would love to help you personally with our team. We're all going through a tough time right now. So take advantage of us. Realtimeoutsource.com. Check us out. And we would love to do some business with you and help you with your social and digital media in 2020 and beyond.